Nigeria is holding its first Black Heritage Festival this week. A dozen black mayors from America have been invited to visit the historic slave port of Badagary, one of the former hubs of the transatlantic slave trade. The Americans and Nigerians are trying to attract investment for Nigeria's tourist industry. Ivan Watson reports.
It is called the Point of No Return, the peninsula beside the port of Badagary, where hundreds of years ago chained African slaves took their last steps to the ocean, where they would board ships to face a lifetime of slavery in the New World. This week, Otis Wallace and Greer Davis, the mayor and first lady of Florida City, Florida, retraced those steps to the Point of No Return.
Yeah, this is an actual slave route. This is the way it went. I guess you can see through the trees, the ocean is going to open up out there. You half expect to see a slave ship off the shore. You couldn't help but be touched by it, thinking that you're walking away from your family and your friends and your community forever and ever, and I'm sure they knew that by now. That's what's going on. I'm sure it was probably one of the most awful walks of your life. It had to be.
An ebony monument depicting two people connected at the neck by a length of chain stands on the beach at the end of the path. There, against a backdrop of ocean, sunset, and towering palm trees, Wallace, Greer, and the other visitors watch a troupe of actors performing traditional Nigerian dances in the sand. The celebratory mood of the performance dramatically changes, though, when armed men capture the dancers and throw them in chains. Tonight's experience left Loretta Butler of Long Island, New York, weeping.
I felt overwhelmed. I felt it all come over me. And I was just grateful that I was allowed to come back here and see possibly the place where some of my ancestors last saw their homeland.
For many of the Americans attending Nigeria's first Black Heritage Festival, it was their first visit to Africa. Nonetheless, Marsha Glan, the mayor of Lithonia, Georgia, saw it as a homecoming.
This is the motherland. This is where all of us people of color actually came from. This is home.
But Greer Davis from Florida City wasn't prepared for the sight of the grinding poverty that's prevalent throughout Nigeria and most of sub-Saharan Africa.
You know, even though I've seen documentaries and news clips of suffering and people living in what I call third world conditions, nothing like actually seeing it live. Witnessing little children begging for money, for food, you know. Watching families out in open fields using the bathroom, washing in lakes that are apparently polluted, those kinds of things. I feel more blessed than ever.
In addition to exploring their roots, the visiting mayors also wanted to see what they could do to help, to attract business and economic aid. Adedipo Adelagan is one of the festival's Nigerian organizers.
Conventional wisdom indicates that direct foreign investment into Africa would come more from African Americans or Africans in the diaspora, just like a lot of money is moving into Ireland from Irish Americans. Israel, for example, is benefiting a lot of Jews' money.
Throughout the festival, the visiting Americans are virtual celebrities, greeted by crowds and music almost everywhere they go. And for Badagary resident Koladai Okoya, the Americans are also a symbol of hope. Okoya spent hours pressed up against a fence, waiting to catch a glimpse of the foreigners he calls the children of Nigeria. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Badagary, Nigeria.